Life on the Tundra. Tundra is the name given to the low, marshy plains of Europe, Siberia, and North America that border on the Arctic Ocean. In Alaska, the vast cold region known as the Northern Slope is part of the tundra. Nature sets harsh terms for survival in this land. Only those plants and animals that are adapted to the hostile environment can survive in it. Long periods of darkness and bitter cold are the major threats to life on the tundra. At the Arctic Circle, the sun cannot be seen above the horizon in December. North of the circle, the darkness lasts even longer. Over the northern reaches of the tundra, no sunlight can be seen at all for several months of the year. The darkness is balanced, to some degree, by continuous daylight during the summer months. But even in the warmest month, the temperature only averages about 50 degrees Fahrenheit, 10 degrees Celsius. During the dark winter months, the average temperature falls to negative 16 degrees Fahrenheit, negative 27 degrees Celsius, and sometimes to negative 40 degrees Celsius and Fahrenheit, and below. Because of the intense cold, the subsoil of the tundra remains permanently frozen to a great depth. During the brief summer, a few feet, about a meter, of soil thaw at the surface. It is this thin layer of active soil that supports all living things on the tundra. For 9 months of the year, the tundra is a dark, seemingly lifeless wildland. Then in June, as if by magic, a never-setting summer sun gives birth to hundreds of species of Arctic plants to cover the ground. A plant that grows more than 3 feet, about a meter, is unusual on the tundra. There are no tall trees. The frozen subsoil prevents roots from growing deep enough to support them. By the end of August, the breath of winter returns, and by mid-September, the tundra is white again. The animal life on the tundra is unusually rich for an environment that seems so harsh. Herds of Arctic deer move from place to place in search of food. The balance of nature is so delicate on the tundra that even minor disturbances may produce major changes in the environment. Any increase or decrease in the population of one species may affect all other species on the tundra. For example, if the number of wolves and foxes decreases, the food chain is upset. Without wolves, the number of grazing animals, like the deer, would increase. This increase would result in a food shortage, which would cause death to many smaller animals. A decrease in the number of these smaller animals would in turn decrease the food supply for the Arctic fox and the wolf. In this way, the entire food chain might be affected by a change in the number of a single species. Until recently, the changing seasons on the tundra were seen only by a few Eskimo hunters and explorers. What would draw men and women to live in such a hostile land? The answer is oil. In 1968, oil was discovered beneath the frozen soil on Alaska's northern slope. Now an 800-mile, about 1,300 kilometers, pipeline has been built from Prudhoe Bay on the Arctic Ocean to Valdez, a port on the south coast of Alaska. The pipeline carries the oil from the northern slope across the tundra to the port. From there, it is shipped to the rest of the United States. Thousands of men and women were needed to build and maintain the pipeline. For the first time, large numbers of people were brought into contact with the tundra. Their presence and the presence of the pipeline they built represented a major change in the environment. How will the life cycles of the tundra be affected? The survival of the United States depends on the ability to find new sources of energy. Oil from beneath the tundra is very important to the nation's development. But the survival of the tundra depends on how carefully people maintain the delicate balance of nature in this environment.